ABC News at 5 is sponsored by J&J Recycling and Salvage, buying cars and trucks, farm equipment, and scrap metal, and selling car and truck parts. You are listening to WRCO 100.9 FM in Richland Center. The time is 5 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A hearing today in Los Angeles for one of the two doctors facing charges in the ketamine death of Friends star Matthew Perry. Attorneys for Dr. Mark Chavez says he will change his not guilty plea to guilty at a later date in a plea deal with prosecutors. ABC's Alex Stone is outside federal court.
He's looking at the potential of 10 years in prison, but making a deal with prosecutors to tell what he knows in this case. His attorney telling me that his client is remorseful, that his client realizes the impact that he had on the life of Matthew Perry, that he knows that he played a role in the death of Matthew Perry, and that he now wants to make it right.
Former President Trump rallying in Pennsylvania today. He'll head to Washington, D.C. later. Vice President Kamala Harris and running mate Tim Walz will also campaign in key swing states this holiday weekend. The FDA authorized the updated protein-based COVID vaccine from Novavax today. Last week, the agency approved the mRNA COVID vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. This is tributes pouring in for NHL star Johnny Gaudreau, who was killed this week.
Outside Nationwide Arena in Columbus, people have begun leaving bouquets of flowers. And on the entrance to the stadium where the Columbus Blue Jackets play, there's a banner that reads, "In loving memory of Johnny Gaudreau." His team posting on X, "Johnny played the game with great joy, which was felt by everyone that saw him on the ice." Police say Gaudreau and his brother were bike riding Thursday night on a county road south of Philadelphia when they were struck and killed by a suspected drunk driver. Both brothers were supposed to be groomsmen in their sister's wedding this weekend. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
NASA announcing the Boeing Starliner spacecraft will return to Earth uncrewed next week. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams flew Starliner to the ISS back in June. They'll now return aboard a SpaceX capsule next year due to mechanical concerns with the Starliner. And election officials in Nebraska say medical marijuana advocates have collected enough signatures to put the issue on the ballot this November. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
J&J Recycling and Salvage, located in Boscobel, appreciates your junk and looks forward to seeing your junk in the near future. They pay competitive pricing for scrap, car body, tin, copper, and appliances. They offer local pickup for vehicles, tubs for property cleanup, car and truck parts from the 40s through the 2000s. J&J offers e-waste and tire recycling. Call for pricing, 375-5353. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturday, 8 to 12. Joe and Jamie at J&J Recycling of Boscobel say, if it's here, it's for sale.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, your local family feed and seed store. Without you, there would be no us, and for that, they're forever grateful. And by Right Way Shell. Come to Right Way Shell in Spring Green, where they do things the right way. Look for clear conditions tonight and maybe some patchy fog with a low of 55. Sunny and warm tomorrow with a light breeze, a high of 83. Winds will be west-southwest 7 to 15. And clear and nice tomorrow night with a low of 57. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 4 miles per hour. And right now it's mostly sunny and our current temperature is 75 degrees.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Today is Friday, August 30th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Joanne Krulatz, I'm Tim Thede. Donald Trump was back in Wisconsin yesterday for the first time since the Republican convention in Milwaukee last month.
We're going to win this election. We're going to turn this country around. We're going to become an unbelievable growth country.
Trump answered questions at a town hall in La Crosse last night. Civic Media political editor Dan Schaefer says Trump's answers lacked specifics.
Each question got into just a piece of the stump speech and never really gave a substantive answer.
Questions range from abortion to Social Security to illegal immigration. A judge has upheld a partial veto from Governor Tony Evers that modified school funding. Dane County Judge Stephen Elke ruled Tuesday that the bills Governor Evers used his partial veto on were budget and appropriations bills and thus subject to partial veto. That means the governor can strike out parts of the sentences and string together different plans. In this case, Evers turned a bill that would have increased funding on school literacy into a general spending increase for the Department of Public Instruction, while also cutting grants for school vouchers and private schools. The judge also ruled that the legislature's Joint Finance Committee still had the right to decide how to distribute the original $50 million in literacy funding. President Joe Biden plans to travel to southwest Wisconsin early next month. His September 5th visit will focus on small towns and rural areas to highlight his policies to lower costs and encourage renewable energy and advanced manufacturing. That's according to a White House official who spoke on conditions of anonymity to discuss the president's schedule. Democrats consider Wisconsin to be one of the must-win states in November's presidential election between Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Kamala Harris. Biden won the state in 2020 by about 20,000 votes, flipping Wisconsin to the Democratic column after Trump narrowly won it in 2016. Biden is stepping up his public event after bowing out of the race and endorsing his vice president. A class action lawsuit over bed bugs at a Milwaukee public housing complex. The suit against the Milwaukee Housing Authority cites uninhabitable living conditions at College Court Apartments on the near west side. Five residents filed the complaint for persistent and rampant bed bugs. Over the past 5 years, more than 2,000 work orders for pest control issues have reportedly been submitted by residents. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson responded to the legal action by requesting that the city's Common Council approve appointments he's made to the Housing Authority Board. Senator Howard Markline was awarded the 2023-24 Friends of Towns Award by the Wisconsin Towns Association at the Greene County Towns Association unit meeting in Monroe on Wednesday. Joel Ruth, Government Affairs Director for the Wisconsin Towns Association, presented this prestigious award to Senator Markline for his work supporting town governments and citizens as they represent. I am honored to receive the Friend of Towns Award for the fourth time since I was elected to the state Senate, Markline said. I was proud to lead the effort in the state legislature to support initiatives such as agricultural roads improvement program and the local roads improvements program, which will provide significant resources for towns to maintain and upgrade our local roads and bridges. I'm glad to be someone that the town governments and residents can count on in the legislature. I look forward to continuing to be a strong advocate for our towns in the future. Governor Tony Evers announced Wednesday that he is seeking applicants for the Grant County Sheriff. The appointments will fill a vacancy being created by Sheriff Nate Dreckman's resignation effective September 30th. The new sheriff will serve for the remainder of the unexpired term that ends January of 2027. To apply, please complete the Register of Deeds Coroner and Sheriff application form that can be found on the Apply to Serve page on Governor Evers' website, www.evers.gov. Applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Friday, September 13th. Applicants with questions about the sheriff selection process may contact the Governor's Office of Legal Counsel at govsheriffappointments@wisconsin.gov or 608-266-1212. The Long Island driveway off Wisconsin 130-133 will be closed permanently next week. The contractor will be occupying the driveway to construct a temporary rock causeway across the south channel that will be used as access for removing the old truss bridge this fall and winter. Expect heavy traffic at times this Labor Day weekend. The busiest time should be this afternoon this afternoon, sorry about that, and all day Monday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends checking 511WI.gov. Airports are expected to be busy this weekend also. As Labor Day weekend has arrived, Wisconsin State Patrol troopers and inspectors focus on preventing impaired driving as the annual Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over campaign gets underway. The Special Enforcement and Education campaign unifies efforts from law enforcement agencies across the state to stop impaired driving now through September 2nd. There were 7,701 crashes involving alcohol or drug impairment in Wisconsin in 2023. Nearly half of all traffic fatalities involved either drugs or alcohol. Every 39 minutes, drunk driving claims the life of one person nationwide, according to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over is a national campaign headed by NHTSA to decrease alcohol and drug-impaired driving across the United States. Over 7,500 law enforcement officers across the state are already trained in advanced roadside impaired driving enforcement. The State Patrol is continuing its work to train all officers, inspectors, and troopers statewide. With almost 400 drug recognition experts statewide, Wisconsin is helping lead the nation in eliminating drug-impaired driving. DREs help prevent tragedies by identifying the signs of drug-impaired driving and securing convictions to keep them off the roads. In addition to risking your life and lives of others on the road, driving impaired carries serious financial and legal consequences. There were 18,645 operating while intoxicated convictions in Wisconsin in 2023. OWI convictions can cost around $10,000, including fines, court costs, attorney fees, loss of time at work, higher insurance rates, car towing, and repairs, and more. Driving under the influence of any substance can also cost you both your driver's license and your vehicle. The State Patrol encourages everyone to make responsible choices this holiday season to ensure celebrations stay safe. Wardens want you to be safe on the water as well this Labor Day weekend. The Department of Natural Resources reminds everyone to stay sober and wear their flotation devices. Not wearing a preserver is one of the leading causes of death on the water. There have already been 13 boating-related deaths this year, and 9 of those weren't wearing life preservers. You should also keep an eye on the weather forecast and be sure people know where you're heading to. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources reminds hunters that the 2024 early goose season opens Sunday. The early hunting opportunity is available to hunters throughout the state and will run through September 15th. The early goose season has an increased daily bug limit of 5 Canada geese and is uniformly regulated across Wisconsin. The early season targets Wisconsin's resident goose population before the fall migration passes through the state. The 2024 population estimate for Wisconsin's breeding Canada geese is nearly 155,000, and that's over 40% higher than the long-term average. While a field goose hunters must carry either an electronic or physical copy of their Canada Goose Harvest Permit and license at all times. Acceptable methods of proof include a paper copy of a DNR-approved PDF displayed on a mobile device, a Wisconsin driver's license, or a Go Wild conservation card. More information on goose hunting in Wisconsin, including how to find places to hunt and regulations, can be found on the DNR's waterfowl hunting webpage. And today's winners of $250 each in the Walk with Grace calendar raffle are Cassandra Reuter of Cube City on ticket number 3432 and Darcy Dobbs of Richland Center on ticket number 552. WRCL News Time is 514. WRCL News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hello, friends. Ellie here at Chet's. Remember, it's your bird's most favorite time of the year. At Chet's, we have many choices to feed them, from sunflower seeds, Niger, finch food, a variety of suet cakes, bird feeders, and the famous Chet's special, sold by the pound or bag. Keep your birds happy and stop down to Chet's for all your birdseed needs.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado, died in Colorado. A memorial gathering for Sherry and her late husband, Terry, will be held tomorrow from 10 to 11:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A time of sharing will be held at 11:30. Sherry Blackwell, 83, of Grand Junction, Colorado. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center, died April 11th at Pine Valley Community Village. A celebration of life will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home tomorrow from 9:30 until 10:30. Diane Toots Goebel, 75, of Richland Center. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua, died August 22nd at Lakeshore Assisted Living in Minocqua. Funeral services will be held tomorrow at 2:30 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Fancy Creek Cemetery. A live stream of the service may be viewed at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel tomorrow from 2 until the time of service at 2:30. Betty L. Turnipseed, 95, of Minocqua. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center, died Sunday as a result of a motorcycle accident. Memorial services will be held Wednesday at 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Wednesday from noon until the time of service at 2. Joseph Jopa Jedwin Palfrey, 35, of Richland Center. Alfred Tom Thomas Sharp, 74, of Richland Center, died Wednesday at his residence. A celebration of life will be held Friday, September 6th, at 5 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home Friday, September 6th, from 3 until the time of service at 5. Alfred Tom Thomas Sharp, 74, of Richland Center.
Advanced Contracting Solutions, located in Richland Center, can handle your job. Skid steer mini excavator work, retaining walls, patios, concrete work, landscaping, and land clearing. Now is the time to get your spring work scheduled. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 to discuss your outside projects. Every task they perform is for a client that has put their trust in them. Their goal is to make your outside improvements a reality. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Law enforcement across Wisconsin is speaking out in support of Tammy Baldwin for U.S. Senate. Listen to Sheriff Kurt Fell of Rock County.
Every day we battle illegal drugs coming into our community, and we know the attacks on Tammy Baldwin are not true.
Sheriff Jeff Scatroot of Greene County.
Tammy's working with law enforcement to stop the flow of fentanyl.
And Sheriff Calvin Barrett of Dane County.
She brought Democrats and Republicans together to crack down on the drugs coming from China and Mexico, giving us more tools to fight drug smugglers.
It's Tammy Baldwin who stood with the Border Patrol on border security. She supported the strongest border security bill in decades.
And Tammy voted 32 times to strengthen the border. She's fighting the flow of people and fentanyl coming across the border.
It's Tammy Baldwin I trust.
I trust.
I trust to help us keep Wisconsin safe.
I'm Tammy Baldwin running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
This is meteorologist Heath Bradburg for WRCO. We are going to have a high pressure system affect our weather as we get through not only the rest of today, but as we get through the weekend and into the first half of this upcoming week as well, including Labor Day, which is coming up on Monday. We are looking to have decreasing humidity for later today and mix of sun and clouds as well. Heading into tonight, we're going to have clear skies. Now, some patchy fog can be developing, especially with the light winds and looking at higher levels of humidity once again tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For our Saturday, we're looking at sunny skies and warm temperatures with a light breeze coming from the west up to 15 miles per hour. Gusts up to 20 can be expected, highs in the low to mid-80s. Now, for a Saturday night, it's going to be clear and pretty decent out. We're looking at lows mostly in the mid-50s. For our Sunday, mostly sunny skies, dry conditions, and a bit of a breeze, this time coming from the north up to 20 miles per hour. Highs expected to be in the mid-70s. Labor Day is looking to have sunny skies and pleasant conditions. We're looking at highs mostly staying in the low to mid-70s. And lows for the next couple of nights are actually going to be dropping a little bit cooler. We're looking at mid to upper 40s. For our Tuesday, we're looking at sunny and mild conditions. Once again, highs in the mid-70s. Wednesday, we're going to have a gradual increase in clouds throughout the day. We're looking at lows dropping into the low 50s, highs in the upper 70s. Thursday, we're going to have partly cloudy skies, and then chances of showers and storms are expected later on the evening, closer to the overnight hours into Friday. We're looking at highs getting into the mid-70s as we continue getting closer to the end of next week. So, like I said, we're going to have mostly clear conditions with that high pressure system moving over us, and that's going to stick around for the first half of this upcoming week as well. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradbrick for WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 75 degrees after a daytime high of 80 and a morning low of 65. Yesterday's high was 83 and we received 8/10 of an inch of rain. Record high set back in 1953 is 94 degrees, and a record low of 43 was set back in 1915. Last year's high was 75 with a low of 52. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:41. Sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:24. Winds are out of the north-northeast at around 3 to 6 miles per hour, and our barometric reading is 3.03, and our humidity is down to 57%. And we received, mainly during the overnight hours, 46/100 of an inch of rain. So that combined with the other rain that was received last night from the storm that came through, we received a total of 1 36 hundredths inches of rain. Once again, our current temperature is 75 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. When I was director of maintenance at a Christian campground in Michigan, Nancy and I put in a very big garden. Among other crops, we planted several potato plants. When they were ready to harvest, Nancy told me to go and dig them up. Instead of using my potato fork and taking the risk that I might cut some of the potatoes, I went over to the maintenance shed and got out our backhoe to dig the potatoes. My wife said, "You're doing that guy thing again." But by using the backhoe, I was able to completely get under the plants without cutting any potatoes and sift out the dirt to harvest the potatoes whole. Since moving to Wisconsin, I've discovered that this is very similar to the way potatoes are harvested in large fields. The harvester scoops down underneath the plants and sifts out the potato from the dirt. I think the big farmers must have gotten their idea from me. Psalm 139:23 says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." When we decide to follow Jesus, His Holy Spirit comes in to begin the process of cleansing us and moving us to a point where sin has no control over us. God takes His spiritual backhoe and digs down deep, sifting out the dirt and sin, leaving behind only His good fruit of righteousness. I certainly want the Holy Spirit to keep doing His work in me. How about you?
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. With a look at week two of high school football, here's Phil Nee.
It's the second week of the season for 11-player football, and 8-player football hits its opening games. Tonight, Highland plays at Williams Bay, Oakfield at Kickapoo Lafarge, Valley Christian at Oneewoke Weston, and North Crawford at Montello. In 11-player football this evening, Bangor at Luther, Sparta at Mauston, Baraboo at Beaver Dam, Sauk Prairie at Holman, Lancaster at Cuba City, Darlington visits Prairie du Chien, Cashton takes on Independence Gilmanton, Westby at Benton Scales Mound, Viroqua at Brookwood, Royal at Cochrane Fountain City, Mount Hora-Barneville at Monroe, Platteville travels to Mineral Point, River Ridge at Fenimore, Iowa Grant at Dodgeville. Boscobel travels to southwestern East Dubuque. River Valley is at Wisconsin Dells this evening. Here is co-head coach Dan Makovic talking about playing at the beautiful Dells facility.
We played there a couple years ago. Our first year, Chad and I as head coaches played there, and it's beautiful. You're on the sideline looking at the entire stand, and all of it's over there, just like a couple of our conference opponents have the same setup. And the turf field is absolutely beautiful. So we're really looking forward to getting there and playing at the Dells. It's a great venue.
Bulldogs co-head coach Kyle Kelly talked to us about the Ithaca hosting Waseca Steuben Seneca game and the fact that this is no longer a league game for these two teams.
Yeah, it's kind of different playing them non-conference, but we've played them so many different times that it's going to feel like a conference game. They're big, strong, and physical, so this should be a really good game Friday, I hope, if we do everything right. But I think it's going to be a good contest on both sides.
Riverdale travels to Hillsboro as well among the games. Here is Riverdale coach Lucas Phelps talking about the fact his team has been battling some injuries early.
A lot of our seniors and a lot of our leaders that we talked are really stepped up in terms of getting everyone to compete together in every play through the whistle, stuff like that. So even though we had a lot of adversity, never want to see injuries, things like that. Our guys did a great job of continuing to compete throughout the game.
Our game of the week on WRCO is live from Avitus Rib Field in Richland Center. The Hornets will play host to Potosi Cassville. Here is Coach Andrew Troxell talking about the prospect of the Hornets going 2-0 to start the year.
That'd be amazing, you know, to start like that. But we know, and we've been telling our boys the whole time that, I mean, Tomo was a signature win, but that's a win that doesn't matter until we get to the end of the season. We start talking about after the regular season. So now it's back to work. And so they've been very focused on and what we're going to see on Friday night. So we take it, you know, one play, one series, one quarter at a time, and hopefully at the end of the day, we just have one more point than they do.
The Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show begins our football coverage around 6:40. Kickoff time at 7 o'clock, Potosi Cassville at Richland Center, followed tonight between 10 and 11 by Football Friday Night, a look at scores from throughout the state. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.
Summer weather in Wisconsin can be unpredictable, to say the least. That's why Schwarz Insurance in Richland Center would like to ask you if you have an updated insurance portfolio. Would you have enough coverage if you lost everything? Schwarz Insurance offers a package of insurance protection that can include property, liability, and vehicle coverage with Wilson Mutual Insurance. Call 647-8891 to be sure with Schwarz Insurance, your local Wilson Mutual Insurance agency in Richland Center.
Wisconsin seeks to improve to 16-0 in night games against unranked opponents at Camp Randall Stadium when the Badgers open their season by hosting Western Michigan tonight. Wisconsin is coming off back-to-back 7-6 seasons and enters the year unranked for the first time since 2016. That 2016 Wisconsin team went 11-3 and capped the year by beating Western Michigan in the Cotton Bowl. This marks the first time Wisconsin and Western Michigan have faced off against each other since the Cotton Bowl matchup. Western Michigan went 4-8 last year and has a new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, and special teams coordinator. And kickoff for that game will be at 8 o'clock tonight, and you'll be able to hear the broadcast of that game on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 with the pregame starting at 6. And in the game heard earlier on WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450, the Milwaukee Brewers broke a 4-4 tie in the 10th inning on a double play as designated runner Eric Haas scored and Devin Williams made it stand up for a 5-4 win over the Cincinnati Reds in the first game of a doubleheader. The Brewers improved to 6-5 in extra inning games. The Reds dropped to 3-4. Pinch hitter Bryce Terang had a bunt single that moved Haas to third against Alex Diaz. The Reds closer had two consecutive blown saves in his last two appearances. Williams entered the game for the bottom of the 10th. He retired 24 straight Red batters dating back to 2022. And that game will be kicking off at 5:40 tonight with that first pitch. And unfortunately, we won't be bringing the broadcast of that game because of the Wisconsin Badger broadcast this evening. WRCO Sports is sponsored by Schwarz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection at the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Hey, checking in.
This is not just your flu shot appointment at Walgreens.
Yes.
Yep. Uh-huh.
This is getting your entire family vaccinated in one trip.
Hey, Mom.
And a snack on the way out. Get flu shots for everyone in your family, together. Schedule appointments online today. This is wellness made easy. Walgreens.
Vaccine subject to availability and for ages 3+. State and health-related restrictions may apply.
U.S. Cellular noticed that the way we use our phones has gotten ironic. We try to put our phones down for dinner, but the menu is on a QR code. Ironic. We hit like on social posts that we don't actually like. Ironic. Which is why U.S. Cellular created Us Mode, to help us reconnect with each other and use our phones less ironically. Wait, a phone company wants people to use their phones less. That's definitely ironic. Let's find us again with Us Mode from U.S. Cellular. Visit uscellular.com/builtforus to get started.
This Farm Market Update from WRCO Radio in Brownfield is sponsored by Aiderers of Plain. For great big savings on household goods, ag supplies, milking equipment, and service, plus friendly small town convenience. It's Aiderers in Plain.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs were higher Friday. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. For unique hybrids derived from the most superior corn breeding program, choose MX Series Corn by Stein. Soybeans are up on short covering and technical buying. It was a dry August in much of the region, and that has led to some concerns about this year's yield. China bought 132,000 tons of U.S. beans ahead of the open, and Colombia picked up 100,000 tons of bean meal. September soybeans were 8.25 higher at $9.82. November was up 7.5 at $10. September soybean meal was $3 higher at $3.11.60. September soybean oil was 3 points lower at $43.14. Corn was up, monitoring late development weather and early harvest activity as that activity slowly but surely moves north. U.S. corn's at a big discount to competing exporters, and that should continue to support demand. September corn was 6.25 higher at $3.78. December was up 5 at $4.01. And wheat was higher. Spring wheat yields have generally been good, but quality is an issue in parts of the northern U.S. plains. There are some early weather concerns for Argentina, while Australia is expected to produce a big crop. September Chicago is up 7.75 at 5.32¾. September Kansas City on that first notice day was up 7 at 5.52½. September Minneapolis wheat was 11¼ higher at 5.73¾. Live and feeder cattle were up at the higher midday move in box beef. October live was 70 cents higher at 178.60. December was 85 higher at 177.85. Also, live cattle are at a discount to the recent cash business. September feeders were up 97 at 240.47. October feeders were $1.07 higher at 237.75. And with pork higher at midday, October hogs were up 5 cents at 82.22. December lean was 22 higher at 72.77. Megan Grebner's got your full look at the cash livestock markets coming up after this brief break.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens. Fact, more than one in four high school students are vaping, and 80% say their first e-cigarette was flavored. Vaping is harmful to developing brains. The reason we think vaping is safe? Marketing. Same lies, different day. Tell Big Vape to quit lying.
Some scattered direct cash cattle business that took place throughout the week. Southern live deals were reported at $182 to $183, steady to a dollar lower than the prior week's business. Stress deals in the north were anywhere from $288 to $293, mostly $290 to $292, $2 to $4 below the previous week's weighted average basis in Nebraska. Box beef closed mixed. Choice was up 68 cents at $309.34. Select closed 37 cents lower at $295.82. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 7,000 on the weekend, down 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs into the day modestly higher. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct up 9 cents with a weighted average of 76.74. The Western Corn Belt closed 20 cents higher with a weighted average of 76.78. Pork values close higher, up $1.34 at $97.23, and estimated hog slaughter was 476,000 head, down 3,000 on the week and up about 11,500 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Making home improvements, putting on an addition to your home, or building a new home or garage is easier and more affordable when you begin at Harchi Lumber. Harchi's have a complete line of building materials from beginning to end, including drywall, insulation, windows, doors, kitchen cabinets, plus construction crews to put up pole buildings. Prompt deliveries can be made to your job site on self-unloading trucks. Give Harchi Lumber a call at 608-985-7207 or stop in at Harchi Lumber on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg today.
I'm Brent Barnett with Ag Headline News on Brownfield. A senior economist at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City says she's seeing more pressure on the ag economy. Courtney Cowley tells Brownfield farm income is declining.
We say early signs because the way we measure farm income is by asking agricultural lenders if farm income in their lending area is higher, lower, or unchanged from the previous year.
More news is next.
Everyone has a community. A neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with an SPF of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Market analyst sees a bleak outlook for corn and soybean prices going into harvest. Jamie Kohaki with Paragon Investments tells Brownfield a record crop is waiting to come online.
Big numbers from Pro Farmer. It looks like pretty much anywhere but southern Minnesota does have a very good crop.
An agronomy manager with Wiffles Hybrids says tar spot scouting needs to be a priority as harvest approaches. Eric Wilson says many farmers have stepped up their management of the disease.
I feel like more guys actually sprayed fungicide this year than they did a year ago with a better corn price. So that's a little intriguing to me, I guess I'll say.
U.S. farmers made and paid less in July than they did in June. The USDA's index of prices received fell nearly 3% on the month on declines in corn, soybeans, lettuce, and broccoli, which canceled out gains in cattle, market eggs, strawberries, and oranges. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield Ag News Headlines.
Planning a timber harvest is not always an easy or simple process. There are many things to consider. Meister Log & Lumber has helped landowners make decisions since 1936. Your trees are an asset to manage on land that's an asset needing the same careful management. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log & Lumber today. Meister Log & Lumber will help you develop a vision for your timber assets. Call 608-434-4413.
Get those projects completed this season with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix from All American Do It Center. Time is everything. It's valuable to you, so why sit there waiting? Instead, that time could be with family, the kids or pets, going to an event, or moving along to the next project. Fence and deck posts, sidewalks and steps, basketball hoops or mailbox posts. Create memories with your children's hand or footprints, so why spend extra time waiting for concrete to dry? Ask for fast-setting concrete mix, the red bag of QuickCrete, at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
An ag economist is comparing the profitability of organic and conventional crops. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Is organic farming more profitable in the long run? Michael Langemeyer, Associate Director of Purdue University's Center for Commercial Agriculture, says,
specifically looking at 2019 to 2023, the relative crop price, relative crop yield, and cost of production.
We'll find out more after this on Brownfield.
When challenging conditions arise, we don't back down. We up our game. Outpacing the competition with innovations fueled by Bayer's R&D, keeping you equipped with an expanded portfolio, elite genetics, and additional local test plots. Channel leads the field so you can rise above. See how you can save at channel.com/finance24. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Ag Economist says organic farmers have the potential for a higher return on their investment. Purdue University's Michael Langemeyer says his study compared conventional to organic crop yields.
You're looking at the relative crop price, you're looking at the relative crop yield, and you're looking at the cost of production. And so when you look at conventional versus organic, the organic price is going to be substantially higher, was approximately 1.8 to 2 times higher for the organic corn enterprise compared to the conventional corn enterprise.
He tells Brownfield yield is one of the biggest differences between the two types of cultivation.
The organic yield is going to be quite a bit lower. For corn, for example, the organic yield during this five-year period using averages was a 25% lower than the conventional corn yield.
He says for growers looking to expand their marketing opportunities, organic farming could be an option.
It's corn and soybeans are the places where you get a substantially higher net return to land for organic corn compared to conventional corn, and the same with soybeans.
He says the two are more comparable when it comes to expenses and net return.
Depending on the crop, the organic cost can be slightly higher, but really the difference in the net returns is really related to the differences in the prices and the yields, with the price being higher for organic but the yield being lower. So having said that, when you look at the net return comparisons, it depends on the crop you're looking at. If you're looking at something like alfalfa, oats, wheat, those crops, the net returns are very similar.
He says there's about a 2-year transition period for conventional growers to consider when making the switch to organic.
Even though the net return difference between corn and soybeans are rather large when going to organic, you'd have to factor in that you've got that two-year transition window. If you're looking at an organic rotation, the Corn Belt, you're probably looking at something like corn, soybean, wheat, or corn, soybean, alfalfa. And so you've got another crop in there that may drop, that may lower the net returns. The managerial level of going to something like organic is really high.
Langemeyer says less than 1% of all farmland in the U.S. is used for organic farming. I'm Erin Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More today. Make the short drive to Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel. Going on now. Buy any mattress and receive 30% off on your box spring, mattress protectors, sheets and pillows. Or buy a living room, dining room, or bedroom set and get 20% off your purchase towards home decor. Visit Furniture, Decor, and More in Boscobel today.
Tear in your eye, but he don't know what he had. Now you're sitting at the bar by yourself, sipping that top shelf, looking so sad. Well, the band's selling tight, and it's Saturday night. I may not be Mr. Right, I'm fun to drink with. I'm the life of the party when the cup tips. I'm a good time, baby.
Craig Moritz with Fun to Drink on Country and Community. Good evening, everyone. Tim Thede, I'm back playing some music on air. I've been filling in for Joanne Krulatz, who's on vacation all week and bringing you the news at noon and the evening news. Today was a little different, though, because Bo sat in at noon and did the news, and I still did my 5 o'clock news shift, but That's because we have football tonight, football, and that'll be some great action this evening. It'll be Potosi Cassville at Richland Center. Pregame for that starts at around 6:40, and Phil Neal will be making the call with the pregame starting, at 6:40, as I said, and kickoff at 7. Hoping your Friday is a good one. Labor Day weekend, everyone. Most of you have the Labor Day weekend off. I'm sure each and every one of you are having some big doings, and it's going to be a beautiful weekend for it because it's only supposed to be up in the 70s and to lower 80s and low humidity. That's the key word right there. So hope you enjoy your last vacation of the summer. And just wanted to let you know that the Long Island driveway off Wisconsin 130, 133 is going to be closed permanently next week. The contractor will be occupying the driveway to construct a temporary rock causeway across the south channel that will be used as access for removing the old truss bridge this fall and winter. Also, if you have a student in the Richland School District, yes, hard to believe, school starts this coming Tuesday, and if they're going to be riding the bus, call Cobison Bus at 647-4446.
Shop the Back to School Blitz at Town & Country TV & Appliance. Find upgrades for your kitchen, including special buys on KitchenAid, Whisper Quiet, and fully featured dishwashers. Clean your clothes with a new laundry pair featuring a Whirlpool washer with removable agitator. Maybe it's time for a new stove. See the selection and the savings in both Reedsburg and Richland Center stores. Open in Richland Center from 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and Reedsburg Monday, Tuesday, and Thursdays 11 to 5. TownAndCountryRC.com.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all.
Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris
who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights.
Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Celebrate new beginnings with Syme Funeral Home's grand reopening and Reedstown Labor Day weekend. Join us on Saturday, August 31st, Sunday, September 1st, and Monday, September 2nd from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Enjoy light refreshments, friendly conversation, and take a tour of our beautifully remodeled facility. It's the perfect opportunity to meet our compassionate team and see the thoughtful upgrades we've made. We look forward to welcoming you.
Get ready for a week of fun, excitement, and endless entertainment at the Richland County Fair, running September 4th through the 8th. From thrilling rides at Mr. Ed's Magical Midway to mouthwatering fair foods, there's something for everyone. Check out the grandstand events like the Southwest Wisconsin Pullers on Friday night and an unforgettable concert by Ashley Ryan on Saturday. Bring the whole family for a fun-filled day of exhibits, livestock shows, and contests. And don't miss out on the Children's Day Saturday with tons of activities just for kids, including the pedal pole and a little britches showmanship contest. Daily gate prices are affordable at just $10 for adults and $5 for kids, with special discounts for seniors, military, and first responders on Saturday. Plus, enjoy half-off gate prices on Sunday. Don't miss the Richland County Fair, September 4th through the 8th. For more information, call 608-647-6859. The Richland County Fair.
The seventh season for J&R Country Ridge Orchard is underway. Rod and Julie look forward to seeing you and sharing another great pick-your-own apple crop. The early varieties are ready. When you pick your own apples, you add an awesome experience to the unbeatable value of a fresh apple, and there's nothing fresher than the apple you pick yourself at J&R Country Ridge Orchard of rural Lafarge. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open for the season. J&R Country Ridge Orchard is open Wednesday through Saturday 9 to 5 and Sundays 10 to 5. Open Labor Day 9 to 5. We'll see you there.
contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
It'll be a full night of high school football Friday night from WRCO Sports. Hi, everyone. I'm Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for the coverage live from Avitus Rip Field. Potosi Cassville takes on the Richland Center Hornets. The pregame time begins at 6:40, courtesy of Vitesnik Power Sports. We'll also take you to the game at 7. And then, afterwards, join us for football Friday night and look at scores throughout the entire state. From WRCO, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app, it's Friday night high school football.
Welcome to Richland Family Restaurant Studios, where great music and good times meet.
Girl, I swear I never use words like forever. Can't believe that ever came out of my mouth. Oh, felt like I was dreaming. But when you started leaving, my heart started thinking out.
About a pickup man. When I turned 16, I saved a few hundred bucks. My first car was a pickup truck. I was cruising the town, and the first girl I see was Bobby Joe Gentry, the homecoming queen. She flagged me down and climbed up in the cab and said, I never knew you were a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still wouldn't trade it for a Coupe DeVille. I got an 8-foot
women like about a pickup man. Most Friday nights I can be found in the bed of my truck on an old Chase Lounge. Backed into my spot at the drive-in show. You know, a cargo light gives off a romantic glow. I never have to wait in line at the popcorn stand, cause there's something women like about a pickup man. You can set my truck on fire and roll it down a hill, and I still